With the help of volunteer pilots and drones, the Pipeline Compliance Surveillance Initiative, or CSI, has been keeping watch around the Wintergreen Resort and Chirondo Lake. Spokesman David Sly studied high-resolution aerial images and thought he saw unauthorized construction.
Kind of a parking area or a staging area with timber matting, probably some temporary bridges. And we're not absolutely certain, but we believe that that activity may have exceeded approvals at this time.
Dominion spokesman Aaron Ruby says he respects Sly and other CSI monitors, but in this case, they're wrong.
What we're doing on this property in Augusta County is performing geologic surveys. Basically, we're taking core samples of the underlying geology so that we can prepare for construction later this spring or summer.
He admits gravel was added to an access road, but says there are no new bridges.
That is not correct. It's actually a culvert, but the landowner built the culvert on the property, and that was already there when we arrived to do the work. We did lay down some truck mats on the culvert to just provide some additional structural support.
Ruby also dismissed the suggestion that Dominion has built a staging area, but CSI's Rick Webb is not convinced.
They've got bulldozers in there, they've got drill rigs in there, they've got other equipment. They're moving timbers in and out. They've paved part of the access road that will go to the construction corridor, and they've put down timber mats for equipment. It looks like an equipment staging area that they've created.
He and Sly met with officials from the National Forest Service and the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality. Those agencies promised to investigate. Meanwhile, DEQ has issued 15 notices of violation to Dominion for cutting trees along rivers and wetlands in Nelson and Buckingham counties. That increases the risk of water pollution and could result in fines. Critics say fines are no big deal for builders, just a cost of doing business. But Aaron Ruby insists Dominion cares about the environment and will make every effort to follow state and federal regulations.
Once we get to the peak of construction, like in the summertime, we're going to have more than 1,300 environmental inspectors that we've hired who are going to be looking over our shoulder every step of the way through the construction process to make sure that we're complying with all the permit requirements.
Meanwhile, pipeline opponents were pleased to hear that Governor Ralph Northam had signed two bills allowing the state to shut down construction if it threatens water quality. But they were dismayed to learn that the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is asking for more time to cut down trees. The federal government required crews to stop in mid-March to accommodate migratory birds. Now, Dominion is asking the feds to allow another 2 months of work, promising to check all trees along a 60-mile route for nests and to protect those where birds are in residence. That story in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.